'Tis the season of awards, best of the year movies and music. We watch for the winners, the Grammy and Emmy Awards, the Globes, the Pulitzers and Academy Awards. And I'd like to add a new award for the feel-good story of the year, a story that evokes a smile and causes us to think, oh, how great. I nominate a story that a few days ago was in the news about Purdue Pharma. Yes, yes, Purdue, the pharmacy company that gave us the famous, now infamous, OxyContin painkiller drug that has addicted and killed nearly 500,000 people. A story about what's happening to Purdue and the Sackler family that owns it and has pocketed a fortune manufacturing, marketing, and selling OxyContin. Members of the Sackler family and Purdue are now paying a big chunk of that fortune to victims of OxyContin, the hospitals that administered it, the state and local governments that have been damaged by the costs of fighting it. The victims are now socking it to the Sacklers and Purdue for $225 million in civil penalties, $634 million in criminal penalties related to marketing practices, adding up to a sum of more than $4 billion in penalties. And even though the Sacklers and Purdue are paying up, they are not yet free of ongoing criminal investigations related to violations of the consumer protection laws. So the price the Sacklers and Purdue are paying for the effects of OxyContin may be not only the feel-good story of this year, but of next year and the years after that, which feels extra good because the Sacklers and Purdue deserve it. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNRadio.com or download the WGN Radio app.